Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Maryam Rosh Hashiachu. Luschus Moshe Rabban Peshtin Raisel Moshe Mordechai. And Luschus Fuas Sparfega Basidasit Verbas Ruchana Miriam. Baruch Hortzman Sarah Tzipor, Matan Ben Sarah, Lazben Ruma. Yozu Rabban Chai Michal. Yechai Fega Bas Michal Vespasio. Minishmas Yona Bas Bila. Rab David Yitzchok ben Akiva Yehuda, Shame ben Yosef, Levi ben Rab Shmuel, Ruvain ben Yaakov Aaron. And this week's parasha, we read about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So it is a wonderful time to continue our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Bav Mitzi, a very famous Sefer, written by ancient sages in Babylon. So I get off at the Babylon, switch trains. So this is an amazing book. And we're in the second parak, Elam Tzius. We've had a long series of shiurim based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, HaGaon Rabbi Yehuda Ben Zetzal. And now we're continuing. It says in the Gemara, and Daf Chavav Amud Beis, the Rabbi says that if a person sees a coin, Rasel Shenafla, if he takes it before Yeush, in order to steal it, is over on three averus. One is lo sigzal, one is lo shef tashivim, and one is lo sucha lesalim. Three averus for seeing an object and taking it to steal. But he's stealing it, and he's over on the two asurim, the essay of returning a lost object, and the essay of not returning the lost object. Of the essay of not returning the lost object. Not returning, because then it would be a double negative, which would be a positive. But rather the isur is not returning it. That's the isur, that's an istaraisa. And a shev teshivim, mitzvah to return. And a sigzo. And the Ritva says, I don't understand. It's a davar shem bo simen. This is Rabbi talking. And it's a davar shem bo simen. And in the end, the guy's going to have yesh. Yesh shalom das have a yesh. So why is he over these three asurim? So the Ritva answers that maybe the correct yesh is that it fell from two people, like we have earlier in the Gemara. When it fell from two people, there's no yesh, because the guy figures, listen, he's not going to have yesh. He's going to figure that his friend will find it and he'll take his friend to court. There are only two of them. That's one possibility. That's why there's no Yesh. Another possibility, says the Ritva, is that you can't compare it to Machlokes of Ayin Rav earlier, because there it's talking about where he found it before Yesh and he doesn't know who it fell from. And therefore it came into his hand Beheter, according to Rava. Since he doesn't know who it fell from, it came to his hand Beheter and he can keep it. Yesh Shalamidas. Have a yeush, but here his soul would fell from. And therefore, even though it doesn't have a simon, he has to give it back. Also, Shabbos Aveda. He takes it to steal, he's over on all of them. So writes the Gilin HaTesvis, brought by the Shita Mekubetzes, that it's talking about a case where he knew where it fell from, and therefore he's chayav v'ashav, and we don't understand why that is significant that he knew where it fell from. Sof kol sof, in the end, the guy's going to have a yeush, and Yishalom Yidans have a yeush. Some people want to say Pshat is like Rabbi Kivega that we learned in the previous year. That we follow, Yerush follows the objective situation. In the objective situation, if the guy would know the Metzias, if it would fell, that the loser would know the Metzias, that the finder knew who it fell from, you wouldn't have Yerush. And that's why it's not Yerush, but that's Ikra Chasim and Asefer, the Ritva, and the Gilean Atesis don't breathe a word of that, so that's not really, doesn't seem to be the correct shot. So it appears follows that by Shabbos Aveda, there are two dinim. One din is that when you find an object and you know who the owner is, you immediately have to return it. The second din is if you don't know, and you have to take it into your house, and you have to hold on to it until you find the owner, until he shows up, and then you return the object to him. And this is Mavur in the Pesukim. Pasuk says, so one is you shouldn't see your friend's lost animal and avoid it. You have to return it to your friend. That's number one. That's when you know the owner is. If you don't know who the owner is, then you have to bring it into your house and return it. Because later on, there's going to be you're going to be able to make the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. And therefore, you should take it into your house now. So until your friend seeks it out. So these are the two dinim of Shabbos Aveda. One is when you know who the owner is, and therefore you have to return it now. And the other is you don't know who the owner is, and you have to return it, you bring it into your house to return it. In the future, we see this Yisrael, maybe Kiveger and Skadushim, Ravav Amin Aleph, the Mask of the Lam Lechaira, that he writes that if you have an object that there's Tvias Ayin, there's a possibility that the owner will have Tvias Ayin and be able to identify the object just by looking at it, then you are Chayav in Hashava. There's no Tvias Ayin, and the owner is not going to be able to identify the object, and there's no Chayav of Hashava. So again, you see, if you don't know who the object belongs to, so the chiyuv now, you have to bring it in for later. So if later on there's a possibility the guy's going to show up and he's going to be able to identify his object, you're chayiv in hashava. But if afterwards the guy won't be able to identify his object, it has no simon, and it has no tviya zayin, and you don't have to return the object in the way that Rabbi Yehuda says there's no chiyuv shmir even. That's it, there's nothing. Because the chiyuv now, if you don't know who the owner is, it's for afterwards, the owner might show up. In an earlier shir, we discussed that there are two dinim of yeyush. One is that the object becomes a chayfetz hamiyuash, and that's not enough. There also has to be yesh mitzad the gavra that allows for hefter zechiyah, that allows you to take the object as your own. It's not enough just to have a hefter zechiyah, you also need a chayfetz hamiyuash, you need both. So it would appear according to this that the Ritva and the Gil and Hashas learn that the machlokas avayin rav yesh lamidas is effective, is biyesh mitzad the gavra. Is Yeyush Shalom Midas a Heftz of Yeyush? Is it an entity of Yeyush that will enable a Heter Zechia, one to take this object to his possession? But even according to Rava, a Heftz of Yeyush cannot change the object to a Chavetz HaMiyuash. So yes, Yeyush Shalom Midas is a Heftz of Yeyush, but that doesn't make it a Chavetz HaMiyuash. To change the object into a Chavetz HaMiyuash, you need an Inyan of Asiya, like we saw in a previous year, like by Hefker. You need an inyan of asiya to make it a chayvet hamiyush. You need to do something. You have to have an active yeyush or an active hefker. So when you need yeyush, the often shall asiya, an active type of yeyush. Even Rav is moda that an umdana that the person will eventually be misyayish is not enough, since sof in the meantime he wasn't misyayish. So that's apparently the way Gilead and Tosfos and the Ritva are learning. And this is not like we saw Peshitas HaRambam in a previous shir. So you can listen to our shir in Bav Metzia. V'le'esani galen, Ezo Hashem Yisbarach Shmo. So that's why the Ritva and the Gilyan Hashas write, the Rebbe holds that Yer Shalom Yidaz have a Yerush, only when he doesn't know who the Baal Aved is. Then the whole chiyu is because of the possibility that he's going to have to return it afterwards when he finds out who the Baalim is. Since the whole chiyu is because of the possibility that you have to return it afterwards, therefore, the umdin is enough. The umdin is enough that he's going to have yeyush, and that's enough now that he doesn't have to return it. There's no chiv to take it into his house. And then there's a heter zechia, mitzad a yeyush al agavr. So if he doesn't know who the object belongs to, and the person will eventually have yeyush. So then, he can keep it. Because if the only obligation to return it is because of the possibility that maybe afterwards the guy's going to show up, there, the umdin is a chetz of yeyush. That's enough. There, you don't need any asiya. There, it's enough that you don't know who the owner is, and therefore you only have to take it because of the possibility of having to return it. There, the umdin is enough. The chetz of yeyush is enough through the umdin. The shenkin, where he knows who it fell from, the chiyav hashav is immediate. There, even Rav is moda, yeyush doesn't help yeyush shalom yidas, because the umdin can't change the chayfetz to a chayfetz hamiyuash. When you only have to return it out to the future because the guy might come. So there, Rabbi holds the imdan is enough. But when you have to return it right now, there, the imdan that the guy is going to have yeyush is not enough. It doesn't make it into a chayvetz hamiyuash. It might be a chefetz shel yerusha yachol hetu zechia, but the object itself is not a chefetz hamiyuash, because you know you have to return it right now to the guy, like we saw before in the pasuk. When you find an object, if you know it belongs to you, you have to return it. Well, if you don't know and you're waiting for him to come, there's an afsharus that he might come. There, the yerushal amida suffices. But if you know what belongs to, then we don't have to come on to yerushal amida, and even Rav agrees you have to return it. So that's why the Ritva and the Gilan HaTosis write that if he sees who it fell from, he has to return it. And that's why Rasel Shanafla, Fnayeru, Shamanas Lagoizla, Roman, all these three Averis, even though he's going to have Yerush in the end, it doesn't matter. Because you know who it fell from. If you know who it fell from, then it's not considered a Chayfetz HaMiyuash. The umdin on the future that he's going to have Yerush is not enough. You immediately have a Chiyav HaShava. And that's it. Now you have to return. It doesn't matter what's going to be in the future. It's Meduik, the Lashon of the Ritva. He writes, Lo domi ha leplikta de rabba lepaila. That's my Rishon Matzah, lifnei yesh, vein du minofa. Och beteras ve'al de libe de rabba. There you don't know who it fell from. There's no mitzvah immediately. Now, it's arachshav beteras ve'al de. And the only reason there's a chiyuv is because of the possibility of afterwards. And therefore it's effective that he's omed l'siyayish. There's an umdana that he's going to be Messiah. That's the ritual inclusive. Al hachash ra moitzim mi nafla af agav neiva simen ave lifnei yash chayv la adurim mishum hashev is aveda. But here that he's the finder saw who fell from, even though it doesn't have a simen, it's like lifnei yash, and normally he has to return it because of hashev is aveda. What nesinus tam is this? He has to return it because of hashev is aveda. Is that gufan adonim? Is he chayv mishum hashev is aveda or not? Based on what we said, it's very good. What the original means is that when the Motze sees who it fell from, Yesh alav kvar achshav mitzvah teshavat aveda. Already now is a mitzvah teshavat aveda. And therefore the Yesh, the future Yesh, doesn't help. Because the umdana can't change the chayfetz to a chayfetz hamiyuash. Also, Meduik, the Lashon of the Gilan HaTosis, Afilim Yisya'ishu, why was it Bisur Beliada? Because it's Chayv Nechazara now. And it's Chayv Miyad Lahachzi. As when he saw what fell from, he has a Chiyuv Hashav Miyad. And therefore it's a Surah Beliada. He can't take it for himself. And therefore the Umdana doesn't help. So that's the Yisod of this year. That when you have a Chiyuv Hashav now, the Umdana in the future is going to be Siyash, doesn't help. That Umdana only helps when we're dealing with an object that he's taking to his house, because there's an afsharus of Hashav, because he might have to return it. So that's a yisod in the Gedra Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. And of course, we have so much more to say on this parak. God should just give us life and health to do so. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.